Does this really have to go to court? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Catholic Church is upset over being forced to include birth control with employee insurance benefits. So now 40 Catholic institutions, led by Chancellor Jane Belford of the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., are suing the government for violating the Constitution's guarantee of religious freedom. Because while the churches themselves remain exempt from covering birth control, the new rules say that church-run schools and hospitals, because they employ and serve many non-Catholics, no longer qualify as religious. She released a video saying this is just not acceptable.
Under the HHS mandate, though, even Jesus and his disciples would not have qualified as religious enough.
Of course, Jesus didn't need to insure his employees. He could heal for free. So what do we do? Well, I think there's a solution based on what Chancellor Belford herself says in her video.
This lawsuit isn't about contraception. With a prescription, birth control pills are readily available at major retailers for $9 a month and at no cost from various healthcare clinics.
So she's saying she has no problem with the church's non-Catholic employees buying their own birth control, which they can easily afford. This implies that while God prohibits paying the $9 out of the employee's church-provided insurance, he does not prohibit a church employee from paying the $9 out of her church-provided salary. So this whole thing could be solved by the church giving its non-Catholic female employees a $9 a month raise. And we can all move on. Now this.